Is it un-American to turn away Syrian refugees? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Close to half of American governors want to keep Syrian refugees out of their states. The president scolded them and said that to slam the door on people desperate to flee terrorism would be a betrayal of our values. And true, it does go against the plaque on the Statue of Liberty. But have you checked out some of the old polling data? A Gallup poll in 1939 asked whether we should take in 10,000 refugee children from Germany. 67% of Americans said no. You could argue that we had no idea how far Hitler would go. But then in 1946, after the war, Gallup again asked a similar question. 59% still disapproved. By 1953, there was the Red Scare, and President Eisenhower wanted to admit refugees fleeing communist rule. But Americans were still split. 47% approved, but 48% disapproved. 25 years later, it was the Vietnamese boat people fleeing communism, and President Carter wanted to admit 14,000 a month. 62% of Americans still said no. Of course, despite popular opposition, we have taken millions of refugees, and they are directly to blame for the nationwide outbreak of really good ethnic restaurants, among other things. But the idea that it's un-American for governors not to want Syrian refugees because it's not who we are appears to be dead wrong. History shows that not wanting refugees is quintessentially American. It is exactly who we are, about 60% of the time, anyway. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.